My name is Dr. Deborah Adamy. Welcome to my podcast, Enlighten, Uplift, and Inspire. I'm so glad you're listening. Every Friday morning before a jazz funk dance class, I've been leading a very informal meditation with a circle of friends. And just the other day, when I led the meditation, afterwards, one of my friends said, "Oh, Deb, would you record that? I wish that had been recorded." So I thought immediately, oh, I can record that. I can record it on my podcast. And not only would she have access to it, but I could share it with anybody else who was needing a guided meditation. So I'm going to just trust that it will unfold and it will be a meditation that hopefully will speak to you and help ground you in the midst of all the uncertainty and all the chaos and all the heartbreak that's going on in our world. It's important for us to take a moment to center ourselves and to ground ourselves. So find a comfortable position. And again, whether you're lying down or seated, just find what works best for you. And as you soften your eyelids, closing your eyes, take a moment to tune in to your body, softening the muscles in your forehead, around your eyes, the muscles in your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, softening any tension in your arms, your hands, your fingers, noticing your torso, and relaxing your chest, your ribs, your belly, relaxing your hips, your thighs, your calves, ankles, feet, and toes. Inviting your body to soften and relax while feeling aligned and aware and as your body drops into silence and stillness, bring your attention to your breath, noticing your inhales and your exhales. Inviting your breath to be a little bit slower and deeper, fuller, more intentional, filling and expanding on the inhale, emptying and contracting on the exhale. Think about what it is that you want to inspire within you with each inhale, what you want to take in, and that which you need to release on the exhale that no longer serves you. Inhaling inspiration, exhaling what no longer serves you. So you're paying attention to the physical mechanics of breathing, as well as the metaphysical energies of what you take in and what you let go of. And having paid attention to the relaxation and softening of our bodies, having paid attention to our breath, we now pay attention to the energy centers in our body through thought, letting our thought guide us to tune in to the chakras throughout the body. So bring your attention down to your pelvic floor, to the base of your pelvis, which is also called the root chakra or the earth chakra. And this root chakra is connected to earth energy. Imagine energetically having roots that go deep below the surface of the earth, connecting with the core of the earth. And the root chakra or earth chakra is the color, think of like a beet, which is a root vegetable. It's not just a red, but it's kind of a deep purple red, literally a magenta color. And imagine that magenta color swirling around the base of your pelvic floor, partnering you with the earth. Earth energy has the qualities of a foundation, a solid foundation, stability, security, safety. And just imagine breathing into you all that's needed for security and safety, stability, shoring up your solid foundation in this physical realm. And then bring your attention just above the pubic bone, between the pubic bone and the navel, in your abdomen. And that's the second chakra. And it has to do with the element of water. And that second chakra's color is orange. You can also think of marigold, saffron. And imagine swirling that orange, marigold, saffron color around your abdominal area. And this chakra has to do with fluidity, creativity, sensuality, sexuality, reproductivity. And so imagine that the colors of saffron and marigold and orange are swirling around your abdomen, helping to ignite and distribute creativity and fluidity, sensuality. Think about all that you want to create in the world, metaphysically as well as physically. And breathe that into that area. And then bring your attention above your navel and just below the apex of your ribs to the solar plexus. And the solar plexus is the fire element. This chakra has to do with the solar energy, like the fire of the sun, the warmth of the sun, the strength and power of the sun. And of course, the colors are yellow, golden, daffodil-like yellows. And imagine what it takes to breathe in and fill yourself with will and determination and empowerment and assertiveness. Breathing those qualities and those colors as they swirl around the middle of your torso, as if you've got your own sun at the center of your core, an epicenter for your own strength, your own confidence, your own will and determination, charging and powering all of the other energy centers in the body. And then bring your attention up to your chest cavity. This is your heart chakra, which includes both the physical heart and your lungs. And so the element of this chakra is air. And the color is green. I imagine it emerald green. And the heart chakra is all about love, love of self, love of one another, love of the planet, love of life. And let that green, emerald green swirl around your chest, breathing the air of wind and breeze around you that sends your love to others with the softness of a gentle breeze. Healthy love. Healthy love that nourishes and sustains kindness, gentleness, compassion. Let that emerald green sparkle throughout your heart and your lungs. Sparkle throughout all of interactions with people you love. And next, bring your attention up to your throat chakra. And the throat is represented by the color blue. Sometimes I see it as a royal blue. Sometimes it's almost a robin's egg blue. It can be lighter in hue. Just think about ocean blue, sky blue, as if you have a scarf billowing around your neck, encouraging you to communicate, to speak your truth, that this blue fills you with the courage to speak your truth, to take a stand, to speak out, to speak up, to express yourself. And then next, bring your attention to your third eye, the space on your forehead, between your eyebrows and up a little bit. And just imagine that third eye, which is represented by the color purple or indigo. And this third eye is all about inner wisdom, inner knowing, intuition. And just take a moment to breathe into your third eye area, igniting that indigo color. Think of all the shades of purple, lilac and lavender, periwinkle. Shades of purple that can open up your third eye like the smoothness of a sliding glass door, entering into a deeper knowing, a deeper wisdom, a deeper truth, beyond what we can see with our senses and know with our senses, that intuitive, energetic wisdom. And then bring your attention up to your crown chakra. So the top of your head, as if you have a crown of jewels resting on the top of your head. And those jewels represent all the colors we just talked about. The magenta reds of the earth chakra, the orange, saffron, marigold colors of the water chakra, the yellows and the daffodil colors of the solar plexus, the fire chakra, jewels that have the emerald green of the heart chakra, the royal blues of the throat chakra, the indigo purples of the third eye chakra, and this crown chakra, which has that deep, deep violet purple, and all the other colors integrated into your crown, connecting you to the spiritual realm, to the heavenly energies, to spirit guides and angels, as if a beam of light from the heavens can charge your crown chakra with all the colors of the rainbow, sparkling, dancing, glittering. And feel it in your body that you yourself are a vessel that can rest between the heaven and the earth. A conduit between the earth and the heavens. An energy that rests between the physical realm and the spiritual realm. Breathe it in. Integrate it. Let it swirl in you and around you and through you and from you. Filling your whole body with those colors, those elements, those virtues, those qualities. Letting every cell and pore of your body be nourished and energized and inspired by these elements: earth, water, fire, air. These colors: magenta, saffron, daffodil yellow, emerald green, royal blue, indigo, and purple. Take in all these qualities: security, fluidity and creativity, will and confidence and determination, love and compassion, courage to speak your truth, honoring and trusting an inner wisdom and intuition. Fill yourself up, replenish yourself with these truths. As we take three deep breaths in slowly and fully, and as you're ready, bringing yourself back to this present moment, to the room you're in, the floor or the chair, the cushion, and start to reconnect to this present moment where you are right now, so that you can transition back with ease and gentleness, opening your eyes as you're ready. Namaste. from Mama A.
Open up your heart, quiet down your mind. Take a long, deep breath into your consciousness. Let it take control this time. Listen to your soul inside. Sing, I wanna be light, wanna radiate light, shine my light on you. Don't you wanna be light, wanna radiate light, shine your light on me too. Let it take control this time. Listen to your soul inside. Sing, I wanna be light, wanna radiate light, shine my light on you. Don't you wanna be light, wanna radiate light, shine your light on me too. Won't you shine your light on me?